Hello and welcome. This is Richie Milani from Learning Without Borders, talking today about Little Britain. This is part three, the last section. In part two, we finished with the Scouse accent. I'm taking me bird out later for some scran, yeah? And now we're going to cover the infamous Cockney accent, along with Cockney rhyming slang. So, first thing to remember is the glottal stop, and then you have to drop all your T's and H's, unless they're together, and then they become F's and V's. Whoa, okay, we'll slow down. So, the glottal stop. Easiest way to practice this? Bottle of water becomes bottle of water. Everyone? Bottle of water. Again? Bottle of water. Okay, let's drop some letters. Let's say, hello, have you seen my hat? In Cockney, it would become, hello, have you seen me at? Again, hello, have you seen me at? TH sounds become F's or V's depending. So, nothing would become nothing. Or brother will become brava. Let's try it. Nothing. Again, nothing. Okay, let's try brava. Again, brava. All right. Something simple would be thanks. So let's try something even easier. Nice sentence. Thanks for the bottle of water. Again. Thanks for the bottle of water. Okay, so now that you've got a taste of the accent, I need to introduce you to Cockney rhyming slang. So this is from the 1800s, when criminals of London developed a secret language which allowed them to communicate within earshot of police. The language is based on the system of saying something that rhymed with the meaning. Let me explain by using examples. Okay, so if someone said a baked bean in Cockney rhyming slang, that means the queen. So you have to love the baked bean would be you have to love the queen. Let's try another one. Baker's dozen would be my cousin. I was talking with me baker's dozen just now. So I was talking with my cousin just now. Ball and chalk is to go for a walk. So you better take a bowl and chalk would be you better take a walk. Barnet fair or bonnet fair is hair. Where'd you get your bonnet trimmed? So, where did you get your hair done? In this example, we see that the slang is shortened down on the presumption that the listener knows what type of slang we're talking about. It's the same with butcher's hook or butcher's hook, which is to take a look. Hold on, I'm just having a butcher's. Hold on, I'm just having a look. Try another. Brown bread would be your dad. Listen, mate, he's brown bread. China plate. China plate is your mate. Listen, China, he's brown bread. Another good one, really common, is Dickie bird, or Dickie bird, which is a word. So, not a dicky bird to China, right? Would be not a word to my mate, right? You getting the idea? If you're interested in Cockney rhyming slang, have a look on YouTube for plenty of lessons. Thanks for listening, guys, and well done.